Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Our mission is to equip you in truth with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment as a foundation for experiencing the authentic Christian life through fellowship with God and Christ. To join us on air with your question or testimony of the life-changing love of the Lord Jesus Christ, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I'm reminded, as you talk about those who support this ministry, of someone who wrote me and said, I started listening to the Christian Research Institute back in 1988, just a couple of months after becoming a Christian. I learned a lot about growing closer in my relationship to Jesus Christ and how to answer questions from non-believers and people seeking answers, which I still do today. I can't imagine not having the Christian Research Institute as a resource. It has been very valuable in my growth as a believer. I hope and pray that Christians who want to grow closer to Jesus will consider supporting this vital ministry as I have, and hope to do more in the future. Being able to get solid answers that you can trust is vital. Thank you, Hank, and all the staff of the Christian Research Institute for being such a critical part of my growth in Christ. Now, that testimony can be echoed in the millions. I was speaking at a conference this weekend in New York and heard that testimony over and over and over again. And each time I heard the testimony, people being grateful for what the Christian Research Institute has meant in their lives, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, 24/7 outreaches around the world, I thought of you, the listener, who is supporting this ministry prayerfully and financially. Truly, you're making a difference in the lives of people you will not know this side of eternity. You can support this ministry all this month in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk to Scott in White Rock, British Columbia, Canada, listening on KARI. Hi, Scott.
Hi. It's great to hear from you again, Hank. It's awesome. I've been listening to you since 1986, 1987. I want your opinion on the Christian hippie movement, the hippie Christians, because, you know, we need to put the noun on the Christian and not on the hippie. But
yeah,
we're the disgruntled voters. We're the environmentalists. We're the people that have a hard time really making sense of the truth, because the truth is misleading as far as the news is concerned. For example, I saw this thing on Saudi Arabia and Iran being against each other, when in fact Iranians were getting like American-made stuff. So are they in bed together, kind of like China and North Korea? You know, all these little things that, like environmentalism, do we really understand what it means to be an earthy Christian where we don't mince our words? And I thank God that that's exactly who you are. You don't mince your words. And I feel like, you know, the American politics is bipolar. Up here in Canada, we're tripolar. Weak opposition. We don't know how to get along with each other.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go. And it, you know, it's hippies. Hippies matter. We are the most diverse culture in all of society. And we need to stand up and be heard for the values that we have lost.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I really appreciate your call and your question. It's so interesting because I was in Southern California. In fact, at that time when I became president of Christian Research Institute, we had a lot of hippies working for the Christian Research Institute. One of them was Elliot Miller. He was a hippie, but he was an intellectual. And, you know, when he came out of the hippie culture, he sort of retained some of the physical accoutrements of the culture itself. I mean, the long hair and the mutton chops and the, you know, maybe the bare feet. at times. Gretchen Passantino, Bob Passantino. I think it's so many. But you know what's so interesting is they retain some of the outward visible signs of the hippie movement, as it were, through their clothing, through their dress, and even through some of their speech intonations. But what they demonstrated beyond the peradventure of a doubt is what you have just articulated so well, and that is they were seekers of truth. They wanted to follow truth wherever it leads, and they wanted to turn from a lot of the things that they used to do in the drug and the hippie culture and follow Jesus Christ. They wanted Christ to be their model now, not John Lennon. And imagine. By Jesus Christ and biblical principles. And, you know, by the way, in respect to your question, later on this week, I plan to talk about necessary discernment skills in today's post-Christian, post-truth culture. So I won't speak to the Iran-Saudi Arabia issue, but I will speak to discernment skills. How can you discern between wheat and chaff, between heat and light? So often we hear religious leaders touting words like, touch not mine anointed. In other words, what they're saying is, I am beyond question. I'm beyond examination. But this now also seems to be the standard for sexual assault victims. Do not question my allegation. I'm beyond common sense standards for truth. And it seems a different standard applies to those who are alleged perpetrators of sexual misconduct. And in that regard, interestingly enough, I read an article with interest today by Jonah Goldberg in National Review. And those who are familiar with Goldberg immediately recognize that he is an outspoken critic of President Trump. But in this article, Goldberg is commenting on the idea that Judge Kavanaugh cannot be a Supreme Court justice simply because of the passion he displayed in defending himself during Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. So that became the test for truth. Of course, as Goldberg pointed out in that article, if Kavanaugh had been coldly dispassionate, if he had been dismissive and reserved, the opposition would be screaming, see, he is an emotionalist monster. He has no emotions. He doesn't even have the basic human decency to take offense at being called a rapist. Well, Goldberg smartly notes that judges are not expected to be cold and dispassionate in the face of charges about themselves. That's exactly why they recuse themselves from cases in which they have personal interest. And by the way, says Goldberg, here's an idea for smug, sorrowful opiners. The next time you're in a court of law, shout at the judge that he's biased because he's an alcoholic rapist pervert. Let's see what happens. Dianne Feinstein, who is more to blame, says Goldberg, for this three-ring fecal festival than any other actor, began her questioning of Kavanaugh by raising an allegation that he ran a gang rape group. And when he responded angrily, she's now offended by his partisanship. But there's another thing that Goldberg pointed out, and that is that most of what we've heard about Kavanaugh is garbage. You know, that he's evil, that he doesn't deserve the presumption of innocent, that he must be guilty because white men are sexual predators, that he's guilty because Mazie Hirono thinks his rulings on abortion are proof of rapiness. Moreover, it's ludicrous to blame Trump for the facts, says Goldberg, that Democrats today believe Kavanaugh can run a rape ring in high school. Nor can you blame Trump for all the liberals who know it must be a lie and refuse to say so. The idea that Kavanaugh ran a regular rape operation is true witch hunt groupthink. It is morally ordered in this republic, bound by the rules of logic and reason, and what was once called common sense, to speak out with discernment. and men in white jackets would have long ago, he says, escorted Michael Avenatti, you know, the porn lawyer representing Stormy Daniel, to a quiet padded room for observation long ago. It was a great article, but yeah, truth has been thrown to the wind, and this is an age in which we need discernment skills, and I'm going to be talking about that again later on this week, so stay tuned for that, probably on Wednesday. And do remember once again that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. You can give to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute on the web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org, or just write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, to get your questions answered on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, 888-ASK-HANK, and we'll be right back with more.
Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do. Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal. Just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Hank will be back after this. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Claiming to have been set free from the shackles of religion, theologians, pastors, and seminary graduates who once confessed Christianity are leaving the faith to lead groups now critiquing all things Christian. But you can learn how to respond. Other topics include the historical uniqueness of Jesus Christ among the founders of the world's major religions, understanding Nicene Trinitarianism, how to have a civil discussion about abortion, wrestling with God, church, and religion in the writings of Mark Twain, a practical guide to teaching students apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The quote of the day comes from Jonah Goldberg. Again, I was thinking about him because I was reading an article by him in National Review. I wouldn't normally quote Jonah Goldberg. I haven't been a Jonah Goldberg fan over the years. He does hold the Asnes Chair in Applied Liberty at the American Enterprise Institute, and he's a senior editor, as I said, of National Review. He's got a new book out that's called The Suicide of the West. But I love the article in National Review. By the way, I probably wouldn't have been a fan of Lindsey Graham either before his very appropriate outburst during the Senate Judiciary hearings last Thursday. But anyway, Jonah Goldberg said this, and this is the quote of the day: as politics has become a secular religion, the Supreme Court has become like a Roman temple. And people are terrified that Kavanaugh is a less indulgent priest. If the Supreme Court wasn't the institution where a single swing justice, not coincidentally the one Kavanaugh is slated to replace, decides how human beings should define themselves in the world, people wouldn't be freaking out nearly so much. And he's absolutely right when he says that. And again, I think it is critical for Christians to be able to develop right-thinking discernment skills. This is a post-truth, post-Christian culture. But it doesn't have to stay that way. I've oftentimes pointed out that the reason our culture is devolving is less a function of what secularists do. It is more a function of the fact that the salt, as Jesus said, has lost its savor. And if the salt loses its savor, how's it going to be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, said Jesus, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. And then he said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And as a light, you don't want to be hidden under a bowl. But you want to be put up in a place where everyone can see your light. Let your light therefore shine before men, so that people will see your good deeds, said Jesus, and praise your Father who is in heaven. Again, we need to be those that change the culture. Pagans are not going to do that. And the reason the culture is devolving is because our voice is not heard. Again, later on this week, I'm going to look at the issue of discernment skills with particular note in terms of what happened on Thursday. I, like many other Americans, was mesmerized by what was unfolding on the screen. It is a microcosm of what is happening in our culture. And it is an indication that truth has been thrown to the world. And as has been appropriately said, we're about to reap the whirlwind. I think Kavanaugh said that in his impassioned speech. The precedent for making right judgments, of course, comes directly from the Word of God. You look at the Old Testament, and there you'll see that the Israelites were commanded to practice sound judgment. How? By thoroughly testing. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul commands the Thessalonians to test all things and then to hold fast to that which is good. Imagine that. To test all things, he tells those who are Thessalonians. In fact, he brings up a group of people, the Bereans, and he counts them as being more noble. Why? Because they thoroughly tested. They did what we are supposed to do. And then they held on to that which was good and true and noble and right. And while our Lord most certainly cautioned his followers not to judge self-righteously, He also counseled them to make judgments that are based on right standards. This might be a worthy text to memorize. It's found in John 7:24, where he counsels his followers to make judgments based on right standards. In the context of his often misquoted command, "Judge not, or you too will be judged," Jesus exhorted us to judge false prophets, to judge those teachings and behaviors that lead people astray. So again, Jesus is not contradicting himself. We are not to judge self-righteously or hypocritically. And you think of many people who are making judgments of Kavanaugh. The hypocrisy was apparent. Would they like to be judged by the standards that they were meting out for him? That's hypocrisy. And again, Jesus said, judge, but don't judge that way. Don't be a hypocrite. When you judge, do so by a right standard. And of course, Jesus exhorted us to judge those teachings and behaviors that are ruining culture. That was true then. It is true now. And while we are commanded not to judge hypocritically again, we are nevertheless called to judge. And so I don't think that Christians today can say, you know what, that's a political issue. I can't deal with a political issue. I don't want to be political. No, we have to judge on this issue. In fact, we have to discern, have to have the discernment in terms of knowing what's behind this issue. Why is it that Kavanaugh has been accused in the way that he has been accused? Why is it that you have Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, who is now talking about running for the highest office in the free world, running to be president of the United States? Why is it that he can get away with suggesting that Kavanaugh was involved in a gang rape scheme? And how is it that an adult could be there making the accusation in the context of having been at 10 of those events and never reporting it? And how is it that all of this somehow or other could have gone on in the context of people knowing one another and no one ever speaking out about this for decades and decades and decades? How's that possible? Well, if we were using our discernment skills, and if people didn't have agendas, they'd be asking those questions. Common sense ought to be sufficient to alert us to the importance of making public as well as private judgments, and doing that by right standards. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment, said our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is precisely what we are called to do. I'm not one to speak out politically, but I think that this is an acid test for our culture. I think that this is a crucial issue. With respect to abortion, as I've said on previous editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, those who are against Kavanaugh are also against the very idea that there should be a question about Roe v. Wade. And they're afraid that perhaps the Supreme Court turning conservative might overthrow both Roe v. Wade and the precedent upon precedent on which it is based. And of course, if you love the unborn, you might be happy for this potentiality, although it's unlikely, but you will also be prescient enough to know that this is part of the issue that is in view. Well, as you can hear from the music, we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We've written on the subject of abortion, discernment, all of that you can find on the web at equip.org, or simply by writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And my deepest appreciation for all of you who are willing to stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Only from the perspective of eternity will you fully know the difference that you are making. So long.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.